We have a number of sections on the website that kind of gives people really good information around what's happening in terms of our cultural development, in terms of what's happening in enterprise and opportunities for inward investment. We also are looking at things in terms of education and just looking at promoting the county through our tourism products and inviting people to continually stay in touch with us. And we also have a Facebook page then where we're seeing a lot of activity from people who've recently left. And we're encouraging people basically to ensure that anybody has recently gone away or if they have friends or family overseas to connect in with us and see what's happening in the county. And we are anxious also to connect people who have left within countries. So say, for example, if people recently gone to Australia, we want to try and keep them connected within them, their area as well.
As you mentioned, it will be nice for people who have left Donegal to stay in contact with their county. But as you also mentioned, it's important perhaps to encourage them to invest back in their county and, of course, increase trips back home.
Well, I mean, I suppose, Greg, essentially this is a tried and tested model. The Chinese have been at it for years, and so have the, you know, Israel, India and Taiwan, and particularly China. I mean, one of the things that they made a conscious decision to do was to engage with the diaspora, you know, to build their home economies. And they made their brain drain become their brain gain and brain exchange. There are about 500,000 Chinese people have studied abroad and returned mostly in the last decade. And in 2010, Chinese foreign direct investment into China was two-thirds FDI from Chinese. So, you know, it's not something that we're suddenly starting to do that hasn't, you know, come up in Donegal. This is something that is proven, tried and tested throughout the world.